Truth and Oral History Project with Rose Whitty on March 1st, 1984. Let's see. Why don't we start, let's see, with background. Wait, you were born in the Midwest, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
And then did you go to school in Minnesota?
I went to a high school in St. James, Minnesota. And then I went into training in Monticello, Iowa. I started my training there and then affiliated with Asbury in Minneapolis.
So when you started in training there, now was it a nursing school affiliated like with a hospital or was it at a hospital?
It was in the hospital.
It was at a hospital.
We had all our training in the hospital. In fact, we had a dormitory. We lived at the hospital.
Right there, the time until you finish your training. How long was the training at that time?
Oh, 3 years.
Yes. Was this in, this would be in the 1920s?
I graduated in 1919.
Mm-hmm. Right, that was right at the, after the end of World War One, right?
Yes.
So you weren't in training during World War One, were you?
No. We had the privilege, if we signed up to go into service when we graduated, that we could take our state board early. So I was a registered nurse before I was a graduate nurse. But, of course, I didn't get into service then. The war ended.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you stayed. Now, did you stay at the hospital where you trained at? Or?
No. I went to Monticello, Iowa, to be assistant to the superintendent of the hospital there. It was a 40-bed hospital, and she had been my first instructor. She was one that was responsible for my getting through, I guess.
Oh, wonderful. Now, she wasn't the reason you started in nursing or anything?
No, I didn't know her until I applied.
So that, what influenced you to go into nursing?
Well, you know, people often ask me this, and I just can't remember the time when I didn't think I wanted to be a nurse.
Oh, just like my mother said the same thing.
Yeah, I just never wanted to be anything else. And the first time I applied, of course, was shortly after I got out of high school. In fact, I got into training a little bit younger than I should have, but because it was a small hospital, they took me. But first of all, I applied to a hospital in Mankato, a sister's hospital in Mankato, and when they found out my age, the sister just said, well, you come back when you're grown up, and then we'll think about taking you.
How old were you?
18.
18. Mm-hmm. So they thought you were too young to start.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But then I got in, then I applied at Monticello, it was really Monticello that I put in my application and then got in.
What size hospital was it? Was that a small one?
Yeah, 40 beds.
40 beds.
40 beds.
And you had
40, 50 beds.
And was it a general hospital?
A general hospital.
And this was a small community?
Yes.
A urban community?
Probably 5,000.
5,000. And then you worked there, how long were you working there?
Well, I was, I worked there, 2 years. And then my aunt and uncle came to Long Beach, and my aunt really was responsible for looking after me because I had lost my mother when I was 9 months old.
So you weren't raised by your natural parents? Or were you?
Well, my early years were with my grandmother and my aunt. Then when my father remarried, well, of course, I went to live with him.
And did you have sisters or brothers? So you had
mm-hmm.
You weren't the only child of the family. So you lived there until you started training.
Training.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went, when you finished training, you started at this 40-bed hospital for 2 years.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then your aunt and uncle, you moved with them here?
Well, no. I came later. I was I had this position in Monticello, Iowa. They kept saying they thought I should come and be near them, you know. And finally I did.
Was it hard to make that decision to leave?
Well, yes, it was hard to leave my friends, you know. But I came with a friend who was a nurse, and another friend who came to work in her brother's restaurant. He had a restaurant out on in Los Angeles. I've forgotten just where it was, out somewhere. And she was just a whale of a chef, you know. So the three of us came out together. And then my friend who was a nurse and I went to General and applied. And
this is Los Angeles General. Was it up there in the downtown Los Angeles where it still is?
Well, where the old, you remember where the old General was?
Was that in Los Angeles?
Oh, yes. Out a little bit.
Before they built this big
one? Yes, before they built the new one.
Was it a small one then?
Oh, no.
Because it was big.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. See, that was then around 1921.
I came, community opened in 1924, and I came in 1925, and I had already been a year at the county hospital.
You worked up there when you...
Yes.
What department did you work in up there?
Well, I was on medicine and treatment nurse there.
At the county?
And
inpatient. You didn't work in there. Did they have those clinics then, like they do now?
They have what?
Did they have those clinics at the county hospital? They did.
No.
It was mostly inpatient.
Inpatients, just like any other hospital. Any general hospital.
But they had, I think at that time they must have not had so much where they had insurances and...
Oh, no.
Prepaid. They didn't have the same type of operation.
Oh, no.
Was it a county hospital?
It was always,
it was owned
yes.
by the county.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how did you happen to come here? The hospital was already open?
Or? Well, my aunt and uncle came to Long Beach to live.
Right.
They were living in Long Beach. And, of course, they were just after me all the time, you know. And so... my uncle said, well, now you know they're building a new hospital in Long Beach, and there's no excuse for you not putting in your application. So one day I came down, and this was after the hospital was built, of course. I came down and got a job right away. I came and applied for a surgery job, because really that's what I had been doing and wanted to do, but with it I had also done maternity. And so when I applied, they said, well, the surgery position has been filled, but we need someone in maternity, and would you like to come? And I said, well, yes, I'll come, but with the idea that I would make a move if there was a surgery position open, or, you know. Well, I never got out of maternity.
Stay right there. Now, what size, when you came, what size was the maternity ward?
Well, we were over upstairs on second south, and we had about 20, if we filled, which we did during the war, put in extra beds, we had 25 beds.
25 beds?
Yeah. I think ordinarily we figured 20 beds.
20 beds.
Yeah.
Was the hospital, what size, what the hospital
100
was.
Beds.
Oh, 100 beds.
Uh-huh.
But that one did not, they had a nurse's administration.
They had what?
Was there a nurse's
administration?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't Miss Ruddy, was it?
Oh, no. That was before Miss Ruddy's time. Mm-hmm. The first, probably won't be able to remember. Oh, I was going to say Claire, but that's not it. Yes, we had the very first superintendent. Of course, I came at a time when they had been having some, and they were making changes.
Well, in the administration.
And so in administration, mm-hmm. and the superintendent left, and they had somebody else come in. And then that woman stayed for just a short time. She was a Canadian woman. She had a position in Santa Ana. She came from Santa Ana over here, but did not stay very long because she went back to Canada.
Was she a nurse? I mean,
yes,
they were nurses.
Yes, they were all nurses.
Nurses that were in charge.
Uh-huh.
And then they had under all the different departments. I mean,
this
it was a general hospital, so we had,
yes,
we
general.
Had surgery and
yes.
whatever.
Uh-huh. So everything.
Was it owned first by a group, or was it was it like it's up now?
Well, no, like it's
same
now,
like
yeah, self-supporting, you know. Mr. Condit, of course, who was responsible, you know, he was with the city, had a city, I guess he was the mayor. I'm sure at that time.
Oh, when he that Fillmore, oh, that the one, the foundation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was the mayor.
He was responsible for starting this.
Oh, the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now was there another hospital in Long Beach at that time?
Yes, it was Seaside.
Over there on Chestnut.
On Chestnut. 14th and Chestnut. Mm-hmm.
That was the only other hospital, right? That Seaside, and then.
Oh, well, they had St. Mary's.
Oh, St. Mary's.
Oh, yes. Yes, we had St. Mary's, but that was all.
That's very young. Mm-hmm. Now, when you came, did you live with your aunt and uncle, or did you go?
Oh, no. We had a nurse's home, so I had to.
Oh, right when the hospital opened.
Oh, yes.
Started,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. I had a nurse's residence right away. You see, we had no transportation up here at all. No bus transportation.
Because
no sidewalks from Anaheim up to the hospital. The only sidewalks we had were the sidewalks in front of the hospital.
Oh,
that's all. Just a path walking down there.
The streets are here. Terminal. And
oh, yes. Yeah, the streets were named. They were streets,
the
but that was about as much as you could pay for it.
So, of course, you didn't have a car.
No, I didn't have a car.
And they didn't have the bus transport.
No bus service.
So how many?
Then after a while, they had a bus service that came from Anaheim up here and then turned around and went down, but that didn't prove very feasible, you know. Well, it had nothing to do with the hospital. It was the Long Beach mm-hmm. transportation.
Were there any houses around? Or like? No,
well, a few, but nothing very much. This was all vacant, you know, out here. All a vacant field. Could have bought a lot out there for about $150, but who had the $150?
This was right before the Depression, right?
Yeah.
Came here in 25, mm-hmm. 1925.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really important.
We went through the Depression after that.
And from this hill, you could probably had a wonderful view of all the
fields.
Oh,
lovely. Oh, out where Hatfield is, mm-hmm. was an empty field, and it was a lupin field, which was just gorgeously blue when the lupins were in bloom, and all the meadowlarks.
So
we missed it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure when they built it.
See, from the and at that time, you see, the hospital was not as large as it was now. You know where the big windows are.
Right.
Well, that was the end of the hospital, you see. So that all the rest of that was a vacant land.
There was none of this behind.
No.
The new section wasn't there. So you had that beautiful Spanish style front. That
yeah,
was, that
always.
Was original, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you had the where two cells is.
The what?
Where two cells is where you were, right? Is that where the maternity was?
Yeah,
one of those
second
rooms?
South. Yeah, where intensive care is
mm-hmm.
now. That was my department.
And the nurse's residence, was that in the same location? Where?
Well, the nurse's residence is where, really, where that parking area is going into emergency. That's where our residence
right.
was.
So I remember when I started here 15 years ago, that residence was there. I think you might have still been living there then. I'm not sure. They were changing. But
oh, I lived there yeah. until they closed it.
Yes.
So how long ago is that?
That was 15 years ago, so that
when
was
you came.
In 68, so
yeah.
you might have still been there.
Well, I've been trying to think. You know, the only person who can ever remember when I went to Loma is my friend who lived, my neighbor who lived across from me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I always had to ask her, how long have I lived
been
here?
Right. Like that.
Yeah.
But when now you start, you went to live right in the nurse's residence in 1925. Were there many nurses living there? Most of them. Most of them single?
Yeah.
They came.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
There weren't too many that were married.
That were married at that time, no.
They were mostly.
And of course, those who were married lived out, but there were very few.
That were there. And that most, they were all, were they all women, the nurses?
Oh, yes.
Because there weren't many.
No.
So the men were mostly, well, they were the doctors, so that, yeah,
well,
the staff. The
yeah,
medical
the staff, but of course the doctors, no, the doctors were not
no,
there.
Okay.
No.
And then, did they have a nurse's aides at that time?
No.
So you had...
They came in with the Second World War, really.
The nurse's aides.
Yeah.
So you had the nurses that were living here, they were mostly, you know, unmarried. Single nurses, and
mm-hmm.
then the ones that married coming in.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So did you work, you were in charge of maternity, right?
Yes.
You came here to be in charge
uh-huh.
of maternity. So did you work different shifts? Or did
no.
Work?
I worked from 7 in the morning till 7 at night with 2 hours off.
7 in the morning to 7
mm-hmm.
at night?
2 hours off.
2 hours off.
5 days
a week.
Well, 6 days a week. We only had one day off to begin with. And I can always remember Miss Ruddy saying, you know, when we got 2 days off, she just knew that the thing was going to go to pot. So we had 2 days off.
Because we had two days off.
And then when we went to 8 hours, well, that was just unbelievable. That was just unbelievable.
You know, how
yeah.
times have changed.
How times have changed.
And salaries.
Yeah, oh. You know, when I tell girls today that I started on a salary of $40 a month, they can't believe it. But of course, you know, well, in fact, we didn't, well, yes, we got a little more here during the Depression, but during the Depression, you know, our salaries, I think my salary was $80. And, but with that, we got our board and room and our laundry. And of course, during the Depression, we did too. Well, we were better off than a lot of people. We had a place to eat and sleep.
We did.
And a job.
Did they have to, the hospital have to cut back on the staff?
No,
the Depression?
No, we didn't. No.
Because you still had sick people.
Yeah,
coming.
Because we never. You know, we never were loaded with people like we are now.
So you were...
I just, you know, shake my head and think, you know.
Times have changed.
Times have changed.
They really
yeah.
have. During the...
Well, of course, nursing has changed tremendously. The graduate nurse now... is a supervisor, a secretary, really. She no longer has time to do actual bedside nursing. That's left to the undergraduates, the LVNs and the aides.
Yes.
She does the supervising, and you know.
Has changed, hasn't it, from the nurse being really taking complete care of these patients.
Yeah. She no longer, the only way she's involved in bedside nursing is supervising. She doesn't actually take care of the patient now.
You know, you're here during the depression, and then you, the earthquake was in
33.
Mm-hmm. So you have been here already 8 years.
Yeah.
You were,
I've been here a long time.
Not before the earthquake. And, when during the earthquake, did the hospital stay open all the time?
Oh, yes. I mean,
was the hospital injured or?
Very little. There really wasn't. Really, about the only thing that happened was we had a sort of a facade in the front. I'm sure you've seen the front of the hospital originally.
Right.
Well, that was cracked and some of it came down. It was kind of a terracotta thing or whatever, I don't know. And that was taken down, but that's all. That was, of course, not replaced, but nothing else needed to be replaced. Oh, we had cracks in the wall. And, of course, we didn't have any gas, you know. The gas had been turned off, fortunately, so we didn't have the fires in Long Beach that they had in San Francisco. Somebody was smart enough to know what to do about the gas. So then we had a soup kitchen in the back of the hospital. In the back of the hospital, of course, now it's all the new part, you see. There was a laundry. We had a laundry. We did our own laundry, and they did our uniforms here, too. And in between the hospital proper and the laundry, they put up a soup kitchen. And fed people really mostly from the outside. We did. They fed some of us for just a day or so, but then the gas was turned back on, and then they were able to go back into the kitchen.
And did you lose the lights at all?
Did we have lights?
Light.
We had no problem with that.
There wasn't
that.
Or water?
No.
You didn't have.
Well, I think. As I remember, maybe the water was turned off for a few hours or something, but otherwise we had no problem.
But you didn't have it. Did there many women come in that were, almost?
Well, quite a few people came in, yes, to help us. And the men did too. We had men that helped,
Were you on duty when it happened?
No, I wasn't. We had gotten off, my roommate and I had gotten off at 4:30 in the afternoon, and we went home and had a bath and got dressed, and then we walked down to Anaheim and Obispo. There was a little dress shop there, and I thought I needed a new dress, and so we thought we'd go down there and see. Well, as I got a dress, and as we came out of the little building, there was an awful rumble. And just then, a couple of children had passed by on motorcycles, roller skates and whatever. And so I said to Margaret, my word, the rumble under there. And immediately she said, quick, get out in the middle of the street, we're having an earthquake. You see, she had been in Honolulu and had been in an earthquake, so she knew. And the bank building went down, and on Redondo, just in the next block, we had a huge Wholesome Bakery, which was brick. And it just went down like building blocks. We saw it go down. And so, of course, we ran to get back to the hospital because we knew we'd be needed and had to come on duty. And somebody saw us running. It was in a car, and they said, can we help you? And I said, we said, well, we're just racing to get back to the hospital. We're nurses, and we want to get back to the hospital. So somebody graciously took us up the hospital.
And brought you here. And was the nurse's residence damaged at all during the earthquake?
No.
Was
no.
it? So your rooms weren't or anything?
No. It's very... did a better job of building than they do now. Better job.
Were there any babies born during all this?
Or? Yes. Uh-huh. We had a pair of twins. The mother of the twins just passed away two or three years ago. Hardly. Well, I guess it is three.
Mm-hmm.
A boy and a girl. And... they came to our party.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the mother was a patient here several times after that, too. Mm-hmm. I used to go up and see her. Mm-hmm. Lovely person. And, of course, the babies we had, they did move them out. We said the Navy came in and helped us. And we set up tents across the street. There were no buildings there, you see. And then we moved the mothers and the babies in the tent. We had the mothers and the babies in the tent. Just for, hardly 2 days, because things kind of settled down and everything was going here. So, and, of course, those people that we could send home went home or went other places, you know. People that would have been afraid to come back into the building. Not just the mothers and babies, but I mean the other patients.
So you really had almost normal operation except for moving over
there. Yes, yes.
Because you were able to use the hospital.
Yeah. And of course, St. Mary's, you know, was just rubble. It was a wooden building.
Oh.
And they just couldn't function at all. Seaside had some damage, but they were able to manage anyway.
Seaside was a stucco, wasn't it? More of a stucco kind of a
stucco building.
If I remember.
Uh-huh. Like ours.
Yeah, that was that pink building. One. Well, it's still there, isn't it? I guess.
Yes, it is. County has it now.
Yeah.
Or has had it since they left it.
But St. Mary's then had to rebuild?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Make something.
They rebuilt.
But this place did fine.
Yeah, this one stayed.
In fact, that nursing residence was still...
Oh, yeah.
State.
Oh, we went right... We lived there.
That was an apartment, right? You had... didn't you have kitchens in there?
Well, we had a little kitchen and a living room, you know.
Uh-huh.
You could... get your meal there if you wanted to, but of course we ate at the hospital.
So you can,
it's only on our days off if we wanted to do something, have something different. We have it.
I bet you love that place.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have many fond memories
of living there. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Now you, when the war started, the World War II, after the earthquake and all. Did you lose many nurses to go in the service, or how did that work?
No, not too many. Not too many, really.
But there were, you didn't have a problem getting,
help
there.
We had a few of the doctors who left, you know.
Mm-hmm. They went in the service.
Went into service. Mm-hmm.
So the hospital continued the same operation.
Oh, yes,
the same type. Was it still, is that when Miss Ruddy was here? Was that during that time? Or?
Yes, Miss Ruddy would have been here during
here
World War II.
And she was a nurse who was administrative, right?
Yes,
until that
yes.
time they had
She had an assistant.
Was
that's all.
Oh, as far
uh-huh.
as the,
yeah.
But they had...
And then, of course, every department had a head nurse, like I was the head nurse on maternity. And I had charge of the entire department. I had in charge of the patients, the delivery room, And the nursery, it's not like it is now.
Right.
All divided, you know.
We had all
that. I had the whole thing.
All that on that second, it was still on second self, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When
oh, yes.
You were there.
Mm-hmm.
And how, did they have, you had up to 20, you could have 20.
Yes, and during the war, we would put in extra beds in that big ward, so we'd have around 20,
a
few more.
For patients, because Long Beach had the, I guess the Navy was here, right? So they were pretty busy.
No, the Navy
wasn't there.
Oh, well, you mean stationed
mm-hmm.
here? Oh, yes. We had Navy ships here, yeah. I was thinking you were thinking about the Navy
mm-hmm.
hospital.
Yeah, no. So there probably were quite a few women would have come to be with their husbands,
yeah.
maybe.
Uh-huh.
I know. I think the population must have, when
well, it
grew.
Picked up a little.
During the war there.
Yeah.
Yes, imagine that was quite a time, war years here.
Yeah.
And right after the war, now they had, was that when the baby boom was,
yeah.
as far as
mm-hmm.
the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Was the hospital still the same size then?
Yes.
It was the same?
Yes.
And they hadn't built the new one?
No.
The
oh,
new,
no. No, that
the,
wasn't the, well, of course, part of that building, of course, was built during the Depression, Third North,
mm-hmm.
that part, not the part back there.
Right.
Mr. Oliver was here when that part there was built. So Miss Ruddy was here when these wings were extended.
Yeah, from the other. They used that.
Yeah.
But you stayed in the maternity, didn't you, in the same department that you had started in?
Stayed there until this building was finished. And I was the first one who moved in there. I can remember Mr. Oliver calling me and said, "Miss Woody, how would you like to move tomorrow?" And it was Christmas time. It was around Christmas time. And you can imagine how busy. Just before Christmas. And I said, "Well, I guess one day is as good as the next." So we did.
This was
but
when...
It still,
this would have been... what... Yeah, that was in the 50s or
something. Oh, gee, I can't remember the year.
It was after the, it was a few years
it
after the war.
It was while Mr. Oliver was
mm-hmm.
here, that's all I can,
yeah.
because Mr. Oliver was the one who called me up to ask me if I wanted to move.
Wanted to move there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Did you like working more in the maternity or the delivery room or the nursery or... Did you have any preference?
Well, of course I was like the delivery room. Yeah, that really was, you know.
Your favorite?
Yeah, my favorite.
Think of all those babies you got to see.
Yeah, a few of them.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Come back to see one too.
Yeah.
It's been, so you had moved, when you moved over there, that was where 2 North is, or there was a newer part?
Well, it was really fourth floor
fourth
then.
Floor.
It was called fourth floor. Now it's 3, and I can't get used to it. I always say to the girls, "Well, nobody asked me whether they could change it or not."
Right, they shouldn't have. That's for sure.
It was fourth floor. They just changed the numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But it was the same.
Oh yeah.
Same
oh yeah. The same department. The same floor. They just changed the numbers. That's all. Yeah.
And did they had the delivery suite there the same?
Mm-hmm.
The labor
same.
Room.
The same. Yes.
Same, the nursery.
Of course, it's been remodeled a dozen times since then. But it was in the same area, and the nursery was in the same area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at that time, did the nurses have about the same responsibilities as far as delivering babies? It was the same type of operation, do you think? Or do you think it's changed much?
I don't know.
Do you think it's changed much as far as the way they handle having the nurses and working with the doctors handle.
Oh, no, probably that part of it hasn't changed so much.
Right.
Maternity nurses, delivery room nurses, always had a lot of responsibility. A lot on their shoulders, you know. But I don't think that has changed very much. The thing that has changed is that they deliver their babies and now get off the delivery room table and go to bed.
Okay. Now, when you started here, the mothers must have stayed quite a bit longer.
10 days.
10 days. Oh. Now, the baby stayed 10 days,
too. Oh, yes.
Too.
Oh, yes. The baby stayed with the mother, yes.
10 days.
Mm-hmm. We, at that time, we always encouraged the mothers to try and nurse their babies, you know. And then, pretty soon, there was a trend, oh, well, we'll put them on a bottle, you know. We'll feed them artificially.
I wonder why that was. Do you think it was the... the formula people, the companies,
I don't
or
know.
Do you think it was
I don't know.
A change in the... I wonder what brought that about. I don't know. I've heard my mother say that.
Because at that time, women were not working. They were not... They were in the home. They were, you know... I don't...
Yeah,
so...
Maybe I know when I was born, my mother said she was one of the first that started using the... like baby food. She lined up, you know, using baby food, and that wasn't...
Not formula, but
right,
food.
Right, started using, well, they start formula, and
formula.
Baby food, because before, the companies weren't there to make baby food.
No.
I don't know if that changed then.
We used to make our own formulas, you know.
Here in the...
Yeah.
Where did you make them, in the nursery?
Well, we had a little formula room.
And you didn't have, there were no commercials, were
there? No.
So,
not to start with.
Well, what, you made them out of?
Milk.
Uh-huh.
Water.
Water, and just diluted it, and
mm-hmm.
These were the ones that
mm-hmm.
weren't nursing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they were.
Yeah. Then that didn't last very long, you know. Then the Similac people came in, and that started things.
Everybody wanted to be in.
Yeah.
Has changed, hasn't it, a lot? Nursing's really changed a lot.
Oh, yes,
hasn't
it's
it?
Changed a lot. Yeah.
You know, I think some of it, from what my mother says, some she likes and some, you know,
mm-hmm.
haven't liked it all. Once you got into the maternity and the nursery, though, you decide not to ask for transfer or...
Well, I never had a chance.
Yeah. They'd say
if I talked about it, they'd always say, well, why would anybody that does OB want to go to surgery? Do surgery? Well, and when I had the hospital position, when I went to Monticello to be with Mrs. Smith, and it was her assistant and had charge of surgery and maternity because it was a small hospital. Well, then I was, I used to assist one of our chief surgeons there because, you know, there were just these country doctors and they didn't have assistants and anesthetists like they do now, you know. Of course, they'd have a doctor come in and give an anesthetic.
Sure,
and that's how I got interested in surgery, I think.
But you know, really worked, what, almost 40 years and you were in charge of the OB?
Here?
You know, here.
37.
37 years
mm-hmm.
in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you didn't go into another department. You stayed there, so you must
I stayed here and went down and worked at the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But all the time during working as far as on the floor was during doing that.
Is what?
Is working in the maternity and they
yes.
saw a lot of babies born.
Well, I have about 37,000 to my credit.
37,000.
That's
yeah,
not all here, you know,
right.
Because I did it a few years in Iowa too.
Don't you feel really proud of that?
Yeah.
When you think of all the that you're responsible.
Imagine seeing them all together sometime. Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be fun?
It's a city.
I know. When they had the celebration when you were here in 55 years, there were a lot of your babies.
Yes, came back.
Yeah.
Oh, I see them often now.
They come
back, and you know, if they happen to come to the hospital, they look me up to see if I'm still here.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? What a marvelous career you have.
I wouldn't take anything for it. Of course, I've always said that I probably was one of few people who could truthfully say that I never hated to come to work.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. Yeah.
And I don't think many people can say that. But I can truthfully say that. I mean it. My work was, well, my life. What else? I haven't done anything else either.
Well, it's been on vacations and done, you know, things with your free time like that. That you had. Did you ever think about going back to Iowa to live, to work?
To live?
To no. Live. No, I never did.
No, I'd go back there to visit. But that, I'm glad to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until last year, I had a sister living there. She passed away last year. But my brother-in-law still lives there, and of course, I hear from him. We call each other every Sunday morning. He calls me one Sunday morning, and I call him and kind of keep in touch. But I certainly would not. Of course, they lived in Des Moines. I had never lived in Des Moines. They lived there. But I have no desire to go back there.
No.
I see the blizzards on the TV, and that's as close as I want to get to them.
This weather is so ideal here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Really.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why anybody would want to leave.
Of course, I like to go back there for a visit in the fall. I love the fall.
Oh,
the fall is so beautiful. The colors are so lovely, and they have Indian summer, and it's beautiful.
Well, living here, because you're working here, did you have vacation every year?
Oh, yes.
Time to start.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The hospital always had vacation.
Uh-huh.
So you were able to travel.
Yeah.
Then and come back. You never had to have a car then?
No.
Living here. How
never
was,
had a
great.
Car.
Great. Oh, how neat.
I started to learn to drive once. And very shortly after that, I was out with a friend in the car, and we had an accident. It was not his fault. Somebody ran a red light. And just about that time, you know, I was thinking about, well, I'll start learning to drive and get a car. That was all it took.
Right.
Then I didn't care at all.
But
of course, I'm so fortunate. I have such marvelous friends.
Oh,
and
yes.
I really, if I can't take the bus or, you know, if it's a place I can't get to with the bus, there's always somebody.
Mm-hmm. It's so wonderful, this hospital, because of people like Jane Fitzhugh and Madeline that have lived here a long time.
Yeah.
That, you know, this hospital seems to have much less of a turnover of those of us that work for a long time.
Yes, I think so too. I think so too. Well, of course, I'll tell you, the ones who are moving are the younger crowd. You know, they're restless and.
And maybe, I wonder if that's a trend in nursing more, that a lot of them move around.
Well, it's probably easier for a nurse to get a position.
Exactly.
You know. It's not hard for nurses. A good nurse, you know, doesn't need to be out of work very long.
Right.
She goes after it. She can get it.
Okay.
I would assume that it's just as good now as it was before. I don't know. I don't see that end of it. You know, I'm not involved in that end of it. But that's the way it always was. You can go any place. You could just hang up your hat in one place and go to Timbuktu and get a job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because they were always looking for nurses.
Oh, this is great, but I don't want to wait out too much. This is, oh, this is
sick.
Oh, I think that.
Yeah.
Well, it's always interesting how people decide they want to be. Did you have other half sisters or that were nurses or anyone else in your family?
No, none of them.
You're the only one that decides to be. You've been a marvelous role model for so many in this hospital. I mean, I'm sure you know a legend in the hospital. All the time, everybody loves you here. Are you looking forward to next year for your 60th year here?
Well.